Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Daly.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jurgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jurgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you.
Here's part two of our season opener, the big interview with Rafa da Silva. Welcome. As I mentioned last time, Rafa and his twin, Fabio, have released their memoir, The Sunshine Boys. Part one was really focused on Brazilian football, the Brazilian character. But this time, we swap the sunshine for Salford and discuss Rafa's 7 years in the red of Manchester United. Their battles with their city rivals, plus his experiences in France, not least keeping tabs on a certain Kylian Mbappe. This is part two of Rafa da Silva on The Big Interview. If you enjoy it, tell everyone. I must ask you, I'm going to talk a lot about Sir Alex Ferguson, but I need to tell you that he's Scottish like me, he comes from a different city, he grew up in Glasgow, but he managed my team. He came to Aberdeen, which is like a small city, 200,000 people, and he brought us to beat the teams in Glasgow, and he gave us 2 European trophies. And he happened to live near me, and I met him sometimes, and his wife, Lady Cathy, etc. And they changed me. They changed me with their attitude. But the things you've been talking there about, not having fear, not being afraid of risk, learning, changing. You're describing a little bit Alex Ferguson, because he often talks about how he thinks other managers across his whole career, if they came across a problem, they would be a little bit scared to approach the problem or to deal with the problem. And he said, I would think, I would look at it, I would take it, I would attack it. I would know that maybe I'm wrong, but I did something. I got on with it. And this was true in life, in selling, in buying, at halftime, in extra time at the Camp Nou in 99. That defines him as a person. And I'm going to give you a tough one now, because our sponsors, Bet365, asked, if you could pick one, Rafa, what is your favourite memory of Alex Ferguson? Yours.
My favourite memory? My favourite memory, it was against Sunderland. I would never forget that day, man. And if you are saying if I learn from him, I can say to you, I learned from him without see. You learn from the guy without see, you know. And maybe I am like I am because my dad was so strong. My dad was a worker. He worked every day and, very hard. He is one of the guys But I just improve everything I learned with the Alex Ferguson, because in that game against Sunderland, I remember he came in the dress room. He was devastated, you know. Devastated. Everyone was. He came to us on the bus, I think, because he was so... He came on the bus, he just say, "You guys are looking this, what's happening here today. I hope you guys go to holidays and remember this day for the rest of your lives. They are laughing at us. They are making jokes at us. And we lost by a ghost. Guys, you go for your home. You think what's happened today. And you come back next season. Because we're going to be a champions." And this I never forget. And I say this in my book. My book, I spoke about this. Make me chill, but it's the guys who are there, anyone you can ask. And after that day, every game in the other season, I get on that pitch. I was so hungry to win. I was so thinking. I remember so many games. We are losing 2-0. I was saying, no, we cannot lose, my friend. We need to fight. We need to go. We cannot, after everything happened. And I just remember what everything he said, you know. And I was there, you know. It's in my mind. It was in my mind. And this helped me a lot, you know. So like I said to you, everything I say maybe is from my dad and Alex Ferguson, 100%.
You're talking about the game in May 2012 where you win 1-0 and for 8-9 minutes you are the champions, but Aguero scores for City in that crazy game. Alex Ferguson says these things to you, they impact you, they carry you, and you're thinking about them a lot. I wonder if you're thinking about them in December 2012 when you go to Manchester City for the first time you play them when they're champions, for the first time since that Sunderland night, and 29 minutes in, you make a nice goal for Wayne Rooney to go 2-0 up. And in the end, you win with a Van Persie free kick in the 90th minute. There's lots of highlights in your life. And that game doesn't win you the title. But I wonder what that day felt like and how much the Sunderland words are in your mind that day particularly.
It felt amazing. But I don't know if you remember before that game. I remember because it's here, it's my head. I play against Reading. I just come out with 30 minutes because we conceded some goals from free kicks and everything. I was so angry. And Alex Ferguson, after the game, he just say he's one of the best players of the season. I not shake hands with him. Maybe people think this don't touch you, but this touch. You see how he is, you know. He's just the guy he is, you know.
It gets in your head, right? Because you were angry. You won't shake hands. And you and I know that sometimes, depending on who the player is, if you do that, then you're in big trouble with Fergie. Sometimes. But he reads you and he gets in your brain.
Exactly. It's so clever. And after that game, I remember Fletch saying the booth, the gaffer just talk about you. He say you're one of the best players in this season. And I went to see the interview and everything. And after that day, I saw how much he respect me, you know, because any player he maybe don't like or he maybe don't respect, he never gonna get back from that, you know. 100%, because I know him. So he knew I respect him. I was hungry. It was just I'm like this. So he knew me. He knew. It's like you say, he knew me. He knew how I was. Alex Phelps is one of the cleverest guys in the world, man. He's so clever. That's why he's the best manager in the world. That's why I say this to you. No, it was one of the points I played so good that game against City.
Because we're talking about Sunshine Boys, your book From Pitch, your book with your brother, with your twin brother, not your older brother, who was also a footballer as well. Let's not. I'm the oldest in my family, so let's not forget the old guys. We can talk. I'm not going to talk about your whole Manchester United career, but I need to talk about two things more for sure, or maybe three. One, given how strong the rivalry is, which you must have loved, like the guy before you at right back, Gary Neville, the rivalry between Liverpool and Manchester United was huge. How many times have you scored a more important, more treasured, more special goal than at Anfield, which is the winner? Well, it's what? No, it's the two. It's the 1-1 goal from an assist by Kagawa. How many times? What does that goal mean to you? What did it feel like on the day? How many times have you done something bigger than that?
Never. I say this in my book. I spoke about this as well. It's my preferred goal in all of my career. It was amazing. It was amazing, and even because you win, you know. Everyone say about the game against Arsenal. It was my first season and everything. But the first thing against Liverpool is always special. I say this: Liverpool is for me the biggest, derby in England, and that goal just push us, you know, for that title. You can say everything, but it was, you know, you wasn't playing good. The team was, I remember, even with Liverpool with 10 men, they were a little bit better, you know, than us. And that goal changed the game. So, and we won the game. So, it was amazing. It was so, so nice. I keep watching this goal sometimes, you know. I don't score many, so you have to.
When you grow up adoring Ronaldinho Gaucho, and they bring you to Manchester United, and neither you nor your twin are ready to play, are clear to play in the final in Rome. I'm not suggesting that you went to Rome in 2009 with divided loyalty because Barcelona was the club that Ronaldinho used to play for, etc. But, and Dani Alves was suspended that day, couldn't play. And you don't know this, but the three of us who run this podcast, we're good friends with Darren Fletcher. He's been a guest on the podcast, and we speak to him all the time, and he's a friend of ours. One, I often say to Darren that if he hadn't been suspended, and the suspension was wrong, he didn't commit that, it isn't a red card at Arsenal. One, I think the way that Darren played, Barcelona don't get the same space and time in midfield, and now afterwards, we know, maybe Danny told you, that Andres Iniesta is nowhere near fit. Nowhere near fit. Thierry Henry is nowhere near fit. There's no Rafa Marquez, there's no Dani Alves, there's no Abidal, etc. Blah, 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 blah. When you and your brother are watching that game in the heat of Rome, with that noise, with the way that United and Barcelona play, what were your sensations? What did you talk about, the two of you, at halftime, full time? What did it feel like?
I wasn't with my brother. My brother was in the stands. But anyway, we thought. One thing I can say about this, Fletcher was amazing in all the games, you know. And of course, if he played that game, to be honest with you, I think you'll be different. I think, no, I'm sure you'll be different. Because I know Fletcher, of course, you know, I speak interviews and everything. I just love Fletcher, you know, and he helped me and my brother a lot at Manchester United, outside and inside the pitch. I'm a friend with him. I'm so happy he's working for Manchester United now, because I know he loved the club. But in that game, in specifically game, it's easy for me to say this now, you know. People gonna say, "Oh, okay, he didn't play." Okay, it's like this, but in my opinion, it would be different.
But Rafa, we're talking analytically, because Barcelona had superiority of numbers in midfield. Manchester United's selections didn't really cope with the amount of the movement, the pass and move, and there was overwhelming in midfield. And Darren, as well as being a really good footballer, was a clever footballer, and he worked. And he always was happy to say, I'm going to pick the guy who I don't want to play. This guy isn't going to have a touch in the game. I'm going to make his night horrible. So maybe he attaches himself to Xavi. Maybe he attaches himself to Iniesta. Maybe when Messi comes back in the midfield, maybe he attaches him. You're talking that you think the result would have been different analytically, right? You're using your football brain, not your Manchester United badge, right?
No, my brain. Like you, I can take. I give you an example. One of the best guys in football. I don't know where I read that, but Alex Ferguson just say, if he put Gerson Park to defend Messi in the final in 2012, maybe he could done better. So we just realize Fletcher is a guy. He chase people. You know, he know how to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not speaking about my heart. I speak about my brain now. So he was that guy, you know. He could defend. He could, you know, do these things. And if you like or not, these players, they always going to help teams because they make teams play better. Because I'm 14 years playing football. All the time I see my partner just going for it, just trying his best. I will be like, no, I have to. I need to. I cannot be like lazy or you know, like, I'm going for it. You know, I get motivated. So Fletch was a player like this. And at the end, well, of course, he didn't play in the final, but well, fair enough, because Barcelona have had some, like you say, some players, they didn't play in that game as well.
Before the rest of this big interview, I'd like to tell you that our entire archive of audio and video content is now on our new YouTube channel. We've begun filming all of our interviews, and there are already loads of clips with guests, including Rio Ferdinand, Connor Cody, Brendan Rodgers, and Jamie Carragher, plus full interviews for you to watch and to share. Please do share with friends. Go to YouTube and search Graham Hunter, or click on the link in the show notes to this episode and become a subscriber. I honestly think you'll enjoy it. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You had Ole as your coach for a little while. You know Fletch really well. You've seen Phelan working for a long time. You know Michael Carrick. You've seen the squad like it is now, with Rashford coming through, with Greenwood coming through. You've seen Sancho joining. We both know what a good defender Varane is. He brings winning. It's not just the individual thing. He's learned how to win Champions League 3-4 times, maybe 4 times.
McTominay, he's playing as well.
Scott, so yeah, but hey, listen, okay. I leave him last because he's called Scott and he is Scottish and he's brilliant.
Maybe no one believes in him before, but maybe Ole did.
I was at one of his European, maybe his debut, 0-0 in Seville before being United is knocked out at Old Trafford by Seville. But the 0-0 in McTominay under Mourinho, Scott never put one foot wrong. As a young boy against a good Seville side. But I'm asking you now, any reason with these new signings, with that coaching background, with Fletch in at the top, any reason overall why maybe Manchester United, I mean, our sponsors, 365, Bet365, actually want to know whether Manchester United can win the title this season. Let's not waste time talking about how good Chelsea is, how good City is, Liverpool is coming back. Isn't it true that Manchester United, my opinion, is that United can think about winning the title this season? Do you agree?
100%. 100%. I said this before. It's not easy because, like you said, you have some very good teams. You know, like you have City, you have Liverpool, you have Chelsea. But today, when it start the season, I think everyone should believe United can win the title. You know, even with the new signings and everything, and all the work he's been doing for 2 years now, it's clear United is one of the candidates a title. You know, so it's amazing, and I hope they do. I hope with all my heart, because all these guys you speak, you know, Michael Carrick, Darren Fletch, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I just love this guy from the bottom of my heart, and I think they are very good.
Can you see Ole, in the time that he's been coached, can you see him developing? Can you see the quality of the football? Can you see his learning as a manager changing? From a distance, I know you're in Turkey.
Already, I think he's learning from the best, because he's a guy who is listening Alex Ferguson. 100% Alex Ferguson is saying, no, you should do this. But in the same way, he been for 7-8 years, you know, there, you know, he go down with Cardiff, he went to Molde, he win title, you know, so he knows. He's not just come now. He knows some things. Of course, Premier League is completely different, but he's learning, man. He's learning and he's improving every day. In my opinion, you know, I don't know people's opinion. This is my opinion. I think he's bringing the right guys close to him. That's what Alex Ferguson did from maybe 28 years. He always had the good guys around him. So this is important as well. So he's doing that.
One of the things that Fergie was lucky to have was to have the Sunshine Boys, Fabio and Rafa da Silva, whose book is called The Sunshine Boys. It's a great fun read. It includes all the stories from Fabio too. So look, let me finish like this, Rafa. I want some help and advice from you. On Sunday the 18th of December 2016, in the 77th minute of Monaco against Olympique, one guy came off and one guy came on, and they passed each other. Rafa da Silva, one of the two Sunshine Boys, came off, and a young kid called Kylian Mbappe came on. And you didn't play against each other that day. And then I think the first time you played him, it didn't go so good. But second time you played him, you won. You won 2-1 against Paris Saint-Germain. Kylian Mbappe doesn't make me excited like Ronaldinho used to do for you. But for me, this guy is a Ferrari. Now, you've played against him. You've played against him Olympique Monaco, Olympique PSG, and for Başakşehir against PSG twice. Bring us into the pitch. Bring us into me against Mbappe. Tell us the Mbappe things we don't know. What does he do? What makes him so special? Describe the battle, Rafa against Kylian.
He's one of the quickest guys I play in my life. That's for sure. But in the same way, he's very clever. I hope he keep like this, because you know what's happened? I heard so many people in France now speaking about he missed a penalty, and Mbappe, you'll be like the best player in the world. And this good and shit things. You know, sometimes you get hope. I'm the best in the world. I'm very good. And when the people start to realize you are like this, they start to just throwing bombs at you. And and maybe you start to get a little bit down, you know? You need to find a balance like Ronaldo did at Manchester United. I can say that because Ronaldo was like, to be honest with you, people was like, say, oh, Ronaldo, very good. And at the same time, they were saying, oh, Ronaldo, what he's doing, why he did that with Rooney or something. So he need to be strong, you know? I think he just need that. But like you say, he's a Ferrari. He's such a good player. I play against one guy was quicker, not quicker than him, but quicker like him. It was Gareth Bale when he played for Tottenham. I always say Gareth Bale was the hardest player I play against, but Mbappe is not far from that.
But Gareth is like a big athlete, so when he's running maybe 20, 30, 40 meters, he's still going. Kylian, is he like his eruption of a sprint from 0 to 60?
It's true. It's a acceleration, and Bale was more speed. You know, it's more going to like 15, 20 meters, and Mbappe is more 5, 10. It's like quick, you know, just boom, boom, boom.
What does he do to trick you? What does Mbappe do? Does he show? Does he drop the shoulder? Does he push? Does he do any of the bad stuff like holding the jersey? And tell us about him.
When you are a defender, you know he can go both sides so quickly and he can hit with both legs. You know, so this is very hard. He can just go right and left with the same quickest. You know, like he fake a shot so quick as I just fake, you know, like we think he's gonna shoot and then just drop. And of course counterattacks, you know. When you have Mbappe, I play against him when I was in Başakşehir last season. They had some counterattacks. Sad. For me, it's just sad because you can't do anything, you know. It's so angry sometimes.
Yeah, because the first game was good in Turkey, and then the second game was like
money. Well, the first game you play better than them, but like you say, it decided the game. He played very good, you know. It was Moises Kean who scored, but he did everything.
Listen, Sunshine Boy, the good night question is this, and this is the good night question. I'm not going to be some idiot who asks you Cristiano or Messi who's better. No. You played with Cristiano. You played against Messi in a 4-3 game, Argentina-Brazil. Messi's got the hat-trick. Do you feel, given that you like beauty in football, do you feel lucky? Like I feel that I'm lucky that I've lived through maybe the greatest confrontation of two footballers. In the old days, there was Cruyff against Beckenbauer. Maybe Pelé against Bobby Moore. Maybe people could say there'd been a battle between two players other times. In my opinion, this is the greatest comparison of two all-time talents maybe there's ever been. Do you agree? Do you understand? Am I exaggerating? And just tell us something that we don't know about Cristiano, the guy, or playing against Messi.
I will answer your question, but I feel lucky to play and to train with Scholes, okay? Because this I feel lucky. I swear to you. Just maybe not even play. To train with Scholes, I feel so lucky to train with that guy, you know? I cannot describe what he did in trainings, you know? In games, maybe you know. But about Ronaldo and Messi, of course I feel lucky, you know? It's not any day like someone can say, maybe the old people say, I play against Pelé. My dad, you laugh about this, but my dad have a photo when Garrincha was starting and he played against him.
Your dad played against Garrincha?
I swear to you. And that's why I'm saying, you say about this. And my dad, he never been close to a pro, you know? And he showed this photo for maybe 2,000, 3,000 people already, if not more. So, of course, I've been lucky to play with Ronaldo and to play against Messi. I play against Ronaldo as well, so I've been lucky to play with Ronaldo and against him as well. So, of course, I think when you do that, of course, you have your quality, competence, but he's lucky as well. He's lucky to be in the same year and everything to this guy. Thank you, God.
That's a nice way to finish, Sunshine Boy. People need to enjoy your book from Pitch Publishing. Fabio and Rafa da Silva, the Sunshine Boys. You brought some sunshine into a dark evening. It's stormy and raining here in Barcelona. One, thank you for joining us. Two, say thank you to your wife and your kids for allowing you to be with us. Thank you very much indeed. And all the best of luck to Basaksehir here this season. I hope you have fun. Maybe there's trophies, but the very best to you from us at the big interview. Rafa da Silva, Sunshine Boy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true. Graham Hunter. And Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.